Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Sierra?
Yeah, this is she. Mm-hmm.
Hi, how you doing? Lou Pianta. Calling for Tanya Langford. Trying to find out
yes.
if you're going to be made yet.
So let me see. I did check today. I didn't see any news, but I'm going to check again for you just because you're calling. Let me see here.
All right.
I did check. I didn't think there was any waiver online, but let me see if there's anything.
All right.
Bear with me.
Sure.
Let me just see. There should be, because from my understanding, somebody gave her a call last week and said she was approved. But, and we got...
I never got a call.
She got a call, I think, from the county saying that she was approved. That's what she told me. And so then I would assume that it would come up for her on the on our the account that we're able to check on. But I didn't see anything this morning, so I'm checking now again.
Okay. And I have a question. Is there any sort of back pay that comes along with this or not?
So legally, we can only start paying from when we get that authorization. So just because she's on the waiver doesn't mean she's approved yet. She has to still have an assessment with the insurance to determine her hours. Once that's completed, they create something called legal authorization, which they send to me, to us, the agency, and we're able to then go ahead and start paying you. Otherwise, we legally can't pay it or do anything until then.
Yes. So even after she's approved, there's no waiting?
I'm sorry?
So even after she's approved, there's more waiting?
It's not like this kind of waiting. It's more like she's going to have one more assessment to determine her hours. If they're happy, they're going to give her hours. She could still get denied even after the waiver. So that's why the next assessment with the insurance is a very important one. It's an annoying process. I can attest to that. But
yeah, it's a very annoying process. I've been doing this for a year and a half now. But I haven't been in the process for a year and a half, but I've been taking care of her for a year and a half, and it'd be nice to start getting paid for it.
Well, you're
I'm about broke
there.
By you.
Say that you're 95% there, so you're definitely more. You're definitely in the direction. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm checking again.
Okay. Well, can you make a note to call me and not her, because she rarely answers her phone, and when she does, she don't know who she's talking to. So.
Yeah,
I don't get any
messages.
Yeah, because,
Sure, I'll put that in the note.
I had to do all the paperwork and stuff, because if I left it up to her, it never would have got done.
You got it. Okay. I'll put that right here. So it's not coming up for me for some really odd reason. I'm not sure why. But if I see something, I'll shoot you a text, okay?
Please, yes.
Alrighty, you got
and
it. And also, would it hurt if you call into the county with her, it wouldn't hurt either if you just ask them for an update.
Who do I call and what number do I call, please?
Okay, let me send you the instructions. I'll text you the number.
Alright.
Let me text you and give them a call, and then you give me a call afterwards. One second.
Alright.
Family First, how can I help you? Okay. Yes, hi. So I'm just finishing up a call on the other line, and then I'm more than happy to help you out, okay? So bear with me just one more minute. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right. So, Louis, I just sent you the letter, the number, to the PA office.
Yes, I got it.
You got it. So call them, ask them what the status is, and give me a call. Let me know what they say, okay? Because right now I'm not seeing anything come up on her. I'm sure.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. It's 06-27-1980, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know why it's not, it's like showing up all red. It's like access, not giving me access. So I'm going to try again.
Oh. All right. Well, I'll call the county then. Can I ask for someone specific?
No. Let me give you a little, I don't know if you've ever called into the county, but it could take up to an hour and a half to get through to them. So if you just leave the phone on and you do your thing, wait to get through to someone, and then Tawny should be around to give her information. then you'll be able to see what the status is. Just ask them what the status of the case is. Tell them you guys have been waiting for a long time and everything like that, okay?
Okay. So this number that you sent, 215-560-7226, is the number I called. No extension or anything, or no person to ask for?
No, you could just maybe press 1. But that's it, okay?
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Take care now. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.